Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know Mike from Monroe is. Mike, are you there?
I'm here, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Goodbye.
For those playing at home, Mike has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Bumbershoot is held over which holiday weekend in Seattle?
Labor Day?
Correct. What band had the early 2000s hit song Drops of Jupiter?
Smash Mouth?
No.
Pass.
In the animated sitcom The Jetsons, what was the name of the family robot housekeeper?
Pass.
The Heart of Dixie is the unofficial nickname of which southern state?
Heart of Dixie. Tennessee?
No.
Kentucky?
No.
Georgia?
No. Which member of the Beach Boys is deaf in one ear?
Ringo Starr.
No.
Pass.
Who wrote Oliver Twist and A Christmas Carol?
Yeah, pass.
What continent covers 4 hemispheres?
Asia?
No.
Africa?
Correct. Tastes so good, cats ask for it by name is the slogan for what?
Tastes so good, say again?
Tastes so good, cats ask for it by name is the slogan for what?
Meow mix?
Yes!
Wow!
Okay. Meow 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 meow. Okay.
Wow.
Hey, can I answer the drop for Jupiter?
Yes.
Is that too late?
I mean, it is, but train.
Okay.
Did you say train?
You did.
Train.
What do you guys think, Taryn?
I mean,
Danny.
I always like to support our rockaholics.
Danny, what do you say?
I'm leaving this one up to Taryn.
I say keep it.
Okay, count it.
Yeah, count it.
Okay, we're counting it, Mike. That means you got 4 correct.
I didn't do that great, so I'll take as many points as I can.
Yeah, honestly, I think you're going to lose regardless. So,
let's go.
But maybe not. Maybe that'll be the difference maker.
See, I like Mike.
That's why I left it to Taryn, so that way Stephen can get mad at her, not me.
Taryn, fun fact, Like Mike is one of my all-time favorite movies ever.
That's a movie?
Yes.
Was that Michael Jordan?
It was with Bow Wow.
What?
Was Michael Jordan in that?
I think so.
Isn't he the Mike and Like Mike?
No, Like Mike is Bow Wow.
Huh?
You guys haven't seen this movie?
I've never heard of this movie.
Like Mike. He wants to be like Michael Jordan.
Oh.
Did you just get that? That's your favorite movie?
I did just get
And the
that.
Plot is being explained to you now?
Did you actually listen to the movie or did you just look at the video?
I've watched that movie like so many times, you guys.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, Steve, are you ready?
I don't know if I am after hearing this.
Wow.
You guys, I'm not the brightest in a lot of ways, okay?
The movie's about Lil Bow Wow has a dream to be a famous basketball
yes.
player to mix it up with some of the NBA's greatest, like Michael Jordan.
Like Mike.
It's in the synopsis.
I was 2 years old when I figured out that.
Wow.
She shamed you for it, Taryn.
Oh, my God.
He even had the sneakers, the Jordans.
Yes, and he puts them on, and then he became, like, an amazing basketball player. I'm ruining the story.
Remember what brand of sneakers they were?
Nikes?
Mike Jordan.
Jordan.
You know. I mean, Nikes.
And then he adopts him. It's beautiful.
Wow.
Everyone watch it.
Well, now you told us the whole plot. I don't even need to see it. I think I actually have seen that movie, though.
And it's so good.
I mean.
Even if you don't know what it's about, it's so good.
I would agree that it is definitely Lil Bow Wow's best film.
What else is he about it?
I don't know.
My brain hurts, guys.
Oh, Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Now I hope you lose. Bumbershoot is held over which holiday weekend in Seattle?
Labor Day weekend.
Yeah. What band had the early 2000s hit song Drops of Jupiter?
Oh, man. Train.
Correct.
And their former bassist sadly passed away.
Sure did.
Fell in the shower.
Sitcom The Jetsons. What was the name of the family robot housekeeper?
Betty?
No.
Betsy?
No.
Rosie.
Yes. The Heart of Dixie is the unofficial nickname of which southern state?
Texas?
No.
Tennessee?
No.
Alabama?
Yes. Which member of the Beach Boys is deaf in one ear?
Brian Wilson.
Correct. Who wrote Oliver Twist and A Christmas Carol?
Dickinson. Charles Dickinson.
No.
Oh. Frank Gershwin.
No.
Steven Spielberg.
No. What continent covers...
Charles Dickens.
Yes.
Damn it.
Too many guesses. Continent covers four hemispheres?
Africa.
Correct. Tastes so good, cats ask for it by name is the slogan for what?
Is that Friskies?
No.
Is that even...
I don't know.
Meow Mix!
Yes!
Meow, 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 meow,
again. Steve, you got 7 correct, which is a win. 7-2-3, kind of 4.
Oh, why did I try so hard?
Congratulations.
I still like Mike. I still like Mike.
Yeah, and I still love that movie.
You should watch it again.
Now that you've had an awakening.
Now that you know the plot, you should try and watch it again.
Okay, to my defense, no one calls Michael Jordan Mike Jordan.
Fair.
Thank you.
Okay, don't placate that, Steve.
You eventually got...
I mean, going into a big weekend, we got a big show tomorrow. I want her to have a good mindset.
I'm not a bad one
think
now.
That the movie wasn't about Michael Jordan.
I thought he was Mike. You eventually got that Charles Dickens wrote Oliver Twist and A Christmas Carol. Not Charles Dickinson. Yeah. But, wow, other than that, amazing job. Congratulations.
You did well, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
The Daily Migs Show.
Rockaholics, we are asking this morning, what was the coolest or most ridiculous thing that you have ever won? 206-803-ROCK. Chuck in Edmonds, you won $8,000 on a $2 bet?
I actually lied. It was a 50-cent bet. But yeah, $8,000. So not a ridiculous thing, but a ridiculous amount of money on ridiculous odds.
Yeah, I mean, just a ridiculous way to win it. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, so it was the Kentucky Derby 2 years ago. I don't know if you guys know horse racing, but the long shot was an 80-1 and ended up winning the race. And I picked the first three horses in order to finish 1, 2, and 3. And it was a 50-cent ticket, and it paid off $8,000.
Is 50 cents like the lowest amount that you can bet? I'm not very familiar with betting on horses.
Yeah.
50 cents
yeah, that
is
was
the
lowest
minimum.
On 50 cent minimum on the trifecta bet, which is picking the horses that finish 1, 2, and 3 at a 21 horse race.
This might be a dumb question. Do they hand you cash, or they give you like a check, or they like, hey, what's your Venmo? Like, how do you get that $8,000 after you win that?
There's an app you can use in Washington State called TVG, and you can gamble on there, and it goes into your account. So I had it in my account a minute after the race posted, and I was able to transfer it to my bank within a day.
See, if it was handing me $8,000 in cash, I'd make a lot of bad decisions, because then it's not like my wife's going to be like, where did that $8,000 go? I'd be like, I don't know what you're talking about. Whereas if it's like cash, I'd be like, drinks on everything.
Well,
let's go crazy.
That's what I want to know, Chuck. What'd you spend the money on?
Well, my wife absolutely does not like horse racing. She's got some animal cruelty views of it. So when I won, she didn't get to spend any of it.
No. You don't like horses, you don't like money then.
Yeah.
So do you go...
You don't support this. You don't need to celebrate in the winnings of it.
So what did you use the money for then?
I ended up buying a mini-split ductless heat pump to put a heater in the house, so she actually got to enjoy the winnings.
What a good man.
That's so unfun, though.
I know.
Steve is so disappointed right now.
No, but I'm with you. I probably would have done something similar. Like,
something practical.
I'll get some good shelving for my garage or something along those lines. That's awesome, dude. $8,000 on a 50-cent bet.
I never have that kind of luck.
What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, I don't gamble.
Yeah, but you won something pretty ridiculous. And you're like, I never had that kind of luck. You had a big name celebrity be the official for your wedding.
This is true.
And it was a contest.
Yes, I entered a contest. It was like three years ago this week, I think, we entered a contest. It was called Marry Me Joel. And Joel McHale is the one I'm referencing when I say Joel. Joel was going to officiate 8 elopements all at the Chihuly Glass Museum right here in downtown Seattle. And the winners would get a champagne toast at the top of the Space Needle all by them, you know, by themselves.
Yep.
You would get a hotel stay. They brought dinner. They gave us Alaska Airlines vouchers. We ended up winning, and we were one of eight couples that got married by Joel McHale.
So what did you use the voucher for?
We flew to Costa Rica.
That's amazing. And that was all free.
Yeah, I mean, flying there was free, but well, once you get there,
it's not like Joel's going to be sending you. He's not going to be like sending you a check, like, "Hey guys, I loved you guys so much. Here, I'll cover your whole honeymoon." But then, so Joel McHale came to town.
Yes,
and he married you and a couple of other couples.
Yes, it was amazing, and everybody had to submit like a little, what do you call it? Like an entry package. And mm-hmm. So I told Brad, I said, "Hey, can we make up a parody song and enter this stupid contest?" Which I shouldn't say stupid contest. It was awesome, but I just didn't think we were going to win.
So you guys wrote a song.
We parodied a song. You know the song "Going to the Chapel"?
Going to the chapel and get married.
Yeah. So we did a parody of that.
Danny, do you have it?
Yeah.
So you found it on her Facebook page.
Yeah.
Do we dare hear it? How long is this thing?
I don't know. Probably less than a minute.
Oh, we definitely have to hear it then.
Okay.
So this is what won you the wedding.
Yes.
At a really nice place with Joel McHale. He's the guy that's doing all the vows. And that's a memory that you're going to have for a lifetime.
It was unbelievable.
All right, let's hear this song.
Going to Julie's and we're gonna get married. Call Joel McHale and we're gonna get
the Barrett.
Married. That's Barrett.
Nice.
We already had a baby, so we better get married.
See you next Saturday.
And then we did.
That is.
Would you have picked us?
Yes, actually, because that's like the dumbest and the most adorable thing I think I've heard in a very long time. In a very good way. I mean dumb in a good way.
Oh my God, I'm crying.
Having and hearing Barrett in the background, and then you guys go right into, "We already had a baby, so we need to get married.
Better make an honest woman out of me."
If I'm in charge of this contest, I'm like, those are our winners right there. Let's make it happen. That's incredible.
It was pretty fun.
I'm trying to think of like.
The Daily Migs Show. Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Elliot Friedman is a broadcaster for Hockey Night in Canada, and he sent out a tweet as a joke.
Right.
Seemed to really piss off a lot of people.
All of America and Canada are now mad at Elliot Friedman.
He shared a video montage that was set to the music of Higher by Creed.
Yes.
Total banger. And here's the audio of the start of Hockey Night in Canada.
Hello, hockey fans. I'm Scott Phillips.
I'm Brian Marshall.
I'm Scott Stapp.
And I'm Mark Tremonti. We are Creed, coming to you from the Great White North.
And this is Hockey Night in Canada.
It's just a bunch of hockey clips of them scoring goals, the mascots banging on drums, and Scott Stapp singing into a microphone.
What could be more beautiful than that?
Hockey night in Canada, yeah.
So when Elliot Friedman shared this, he tweeted...
No. I love this. I freaking love this. Because once I saw it, I fell for it at first. And I'm like, oh, he's got me. And he got all the people on social media.
He tweeted, "Noted Seattle grunge band Creed opens Hockey Night in Canada." So apparently he is well known for trolling. He loves to troll people. And this was one of those instances. And this one worked so great because the comments are amazing. We're going to go straight to those comments.
And I'm not sure. Some people I saw commented like it was a callback to something. So if somebody knows the backstory, please let us know. But yeah, he was joking. He threw it out there saying Creed's from Seattle and the internet lost their mind. So we'd like to illustrate just how people got so worked up about this. And some people missed the joke. So we sent some of these posts and some of these comments to our production director. Jason said, reenact them however you want, just to point out how absurd people are getting. And here's the first comment. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Creed is not a grunge band. It's a Christian band, bruh.
Bruh.
Some people are very upset about that part. They're like, they're Christian, they're not grunge. And then they say words that are very not not very Christ-like. Okay, need to pump the brakes a little bit, people.
I didn't realize they weren't allowed to have any crossover.
Apparently not.
You can't be a Christian grunge band.
And you know what the funny thing is? As someone who's like been to like a lot of churches and like a lot of worship groups, no one ever plays the music of Creed. Because if they did, I'd go to church a whole lot more. It's not like it's like they're part of like Elevation Worship or Crowder. Like these are some contemporary Christian artists. You're not hearing Creed.
No.
Okay.
Thank God.
Danny.
Sorry, did that come out loud? I'm sorry. There were layers to that comment that just got me. All right, we ready for our next one?
Oh, yeah.
Creed? Creed blows!
That was from Danny, actually. Yeah.
Blows my skirt up every time.
Whoa. You know it. Me and you both.
Yeah, baby.
Let's freaking go. Higher.
Creed is from Florida. And they are not grunge.
I mean, they're like grunge adjacent.
Yeah.
They were inspired by grunge.
Certainly feel the influence.
I mean, I'm with you guys. I would never label them as grunge.
No.
I saw somebody who was like, if you want grunge, listen to Mudhoney. I'm like, yeah, I kind of want to. Thank you for the reminder.
Creed is the American Nickelback. Ah!
Well, you say that like it's a bad thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like, yeah, it's like Budweiser and Labatt right there. Two great things from both countries.
Strong brands.
Yes.
Grunge? Kurt Cobain is rolling over in his grave reading this tweet.
I'm glad that that referenced Kurt Cobain. Have you ever seen the shirt that's Nirvana, but it's a picture of Hanson?
Yes.
Again, great. Let's troll the people.
I love that.
That is a great shirt.
Yes. And last I remember, I think Kurt Cobain was a huge fan of Creed.
Okay.
I remember in a few interviews he said that.
Oh, sure.
Said no one ever.
Grunge is a stretch. More like Christian rock, but...
Yeah. Well, the internet never disappoints.
Never.
And please keep trolling your fan base, Elliot.
Oh, that was great.
I saw that. I could not stop smiling. That was just fantastic.
The Daily Migs Show.
This certainly makes me feel old. Dictionary.com has added 327 new words and terms.
Okay.
To its dictionary, including a bunch that Gen Z like to use. Sarah, are you, what are you? Are you a Gen Zer?
I wish.
I'm a millennial.
You're a millennial
too?
See, why do you wish you were Gen Z? Oh, because then you're younger?
Exactly.
Okay, I was like, what a weird thing to aspire to be.
Because I feel like an elder millennial.
Stupid Gen Zer. I'm kidding.
What are you, the silent generation, Steve? Which one are you?
What?
Wow.
The silent generation is like the old people.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Well, like silent movies.
I've never even heard of this one.
You never heard of the silent generation?
No.
They're the ones that aren't on social media.
Oh, no, that's not me.
They're in a nursing home, maybe.
Gen X, the best generation.
You're X.
Yeah.
X gonna give it to you.
Yeah.
So how do you guys feel about some of these highlights from dictionary.com? This one really kind of grosses me out. Bed rotting.
What does that even mean? I guess that's the whole point of this.
Have you heard of this?
I've never heard.
Have any of you heard this?
Bed rotting?
Bed rotting. It's the practice.
It sounds gross.
It does sound gross, and it kind of is. The practice of spending many hours in bed during the day, often with snacks or an electronic device, as a voluntary retreat from activity or stress.
So you're like rotting your day away.
Rotting in bed.
Okay.
I just wish we could use a different word than rotting.
Well...
I mean, it doesn't bother me because I just don't. I aspire to have those kind of days now.
I would love
with a toddler. I mean, I would do anything for one of those.
But I would call that rest, not bed rotting.
It'd be a bed celebration.
The next one is the ick.
I see this one coming up quite a bit. Obviously.
So is this new?
I mean, within like the last year, I've been seeing people on social media, and it's like, what's your ick of whatever? Like, what's your ick and what insert like. What are you into? Like cribbage. Like, what's your cribbage ick? And it would be like something that people do that you don't like in that world. Or like, what's your baseball ick? And whenever I hear it, it's just it feels so forced. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's, I don't know. I'm not feeling that one.
Well, and I've heard it a lot in terms of like relationships too, like especially like with girls. It's like, oh, he gave me the ick. And the minute you get the ick, that guy is off your list. Like, you're not going to date him at all whatsoever.
In that context, it sounds like a sexually transmitted disease.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he gave me the ick.
And it's like, what kind of medicine do I have to take to get rid of that ick? Because you are very attractive.
The ick ointment. Also, mid, which we learned this, I learned this week from Sarah, learned that mid means like mediocre.
Yep.
What about boob knee?
Is that like having like maybe too excess skin on your knee?
In that case, I do have boob knees. I've never had the most lovely knees. My boob knee.
Well, it's a good thing you're wearing this jean romper so we can't see your knees. So we don't have to worry about that. Boob knee? I don't understand what that even means.
Boob knee is, this would be the pimples or a rash caused by your bra.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
Yeah. To which I would say maybe wash your bra every once in a while, you know.
Take the bra off every once in a while.
Get the ick out of there while you're bed rotting.
Boob knee's pretty clever, though. Although, how about your dictionary? You're like, yeah, we should put this in the dictionary. Why can't it just stay as a slang?
Yeah. I mean, do they have things like rad and boss in there from like back in the day?
It is kind of funny. Like, here we are just mocking these slang terms. But I'd imagine somebody that, you know, looks at like some of the stuff that we use as like, I'm sure adults, when you refer to something as dope or, you know, do you remember the one mint?
Like, as in, like, good condition? Like, oh, it's mint? Like a mint car?
You would also refer to, like, people as, like, oh, that girl's mint.
Oh, like hot?
Yeah.
Oh.
That was my brother and his, like, that was a little bit before my time, but I remember, like, everybody was using that term, at least when I was growing up, like, that were older than me. Like, that was, like, when you wanted to say someone was hot, you'd be like, that girl's mint.
Oh, I never heard that one.
Yeah.
Just when you say it like that, it looks kind of creepy.
Well, mint. That girl's mint.
One that I do use a lot because I own some of these, shacket.
The hell is a shacket?
A shacket is like a mashup of a shirt and a jacket. So it's not quite a shirt. It's like, for instance, like my oversized flannels that I like to wear. Those would be like a shacket because it's kind of a jacket.
But do you wear a shirt underneath them?
Yes.
Then it's just a jacket.
Well, no, it's a shirt jacket.
So you have a shirt on top of a shirt.
Yes.
Okay,
here's one that it's not on
making
this.
Making sure I'm tracking.
One that's not on this list. I'm just curious if you know this one because I learned it recently. Riz.
Oh, yeah.
Riz.
Yeah. R-I-Z-Z. Not to be confused with Rick Riz.
Right. Danny, you know it?
Because of my 9-year-old daughter.
Riz.
I learned this over the holiday season. She was walking around saying Merry Rizmas to everyone. And I thought she was just saying, I don't know what she meant by that. And
like, does our daughter have like a strange lisp going on?
Yeah. Or? No, she had to instruct me what Riz was. And she was very embarrassed to tell me what it was.
Danny, enlighten the rockaholics. What is Riz?
It's kind of like what swag used to be. Like, you have just this is how she explained it to me. It's like, she sees a boy she likes, he just has Riz. It's like the Riz? Swag.
Okay, well, now I have to tell you, Danny doesn't even know what it's short for. Charisma.
Yeah.
Oh!
So if you got Riz...
See, this whole time, I'm trying to figure out why is it Riz? Like, where is the...
Oh, you got Riz, boy.
Nice.
Look at all that Riz you're oozing.
Yeah, you and I have a bunch of it, Steve, so that's probably why we don't even
You guys
to
got
talk
Riz
about
for
it.
Days.
I've got so much Riz, I don't even know what it is.
The Daily Migs Show.